What's biting when and where?
Got one.
Moz's Hot Bites. Thanks to West Hobart Plumbing Centre. Bathroom, kitchen and anything plumbing. They'll save you money.
Righto, mate. What's been biting and where are they biting and what are they biting on?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Michael Newell. Ladies and gentlemen, winner chicken dinner for this week is Danny Big Dong Smith with the Atlantic Salmon. Now, he's been getting him out down at Dover way. He said up some of the little inlets in shallow water. Soft plastics are doing the job. So still plenty of those Atlantic Salmon escaped vermin escapees down there. Also down that way as well, getting amongst a good bunch in his kayak was Will Thorpe. He had a kayak full now.
That would have been a very smelly kayak back.
Tell you what, he must have good balance, I reckon, to be getting them in, getting them off the hook without tipping A over T, like I always do.
I'd be in there, but I'm top heavy, like I'm,
No.
Little Millie Donoghue went down at Fortescue and got her first crayfish.
Crayfish is nearly bigger than her.
Babies and fish are just so cute.
They are. A lot of good craze on Facebook, mate, at the moment. People are getting a lot of good craze.
Oh, they certainly are. Yeah, you're not wrong. Now, a couple of good crayfish here and some flathead from Dean Cashin's daughter, and I've forgotten her name and I didn't write it down. I feel really bad.
Lizzie Cashin.
I'm going to send her out of Moz's Hot Bite Lure. Come into work, grab a Hot Bite Lure.
Good star. Good
Dean Cashin's daughter, but plenty of crayfish and flathead down at Marion Bay way where they fish. Adam Hills found some big brim in the Derwent, so they're starting to come on well.
Gee, nice fish.
Yeah, good competition
good
fish.
Good bit of fertiliser in that one, mate.
You don't eat them.
Oh, no, you don't, Michael. Eat them.
Don't eat them?
No.
That fish would probably be 35 years old at about 40 centimetres. They're very ageing.
Oh.
Bull Bay squid. Brody Clark said there's still plenty of squid in Bull Bay.
Get your life jacket on, Brody.
Popular. Tony Rowe has been really killing it on the crayfish the last few mornings on the outside of Bruny Island. My mate Rowe, he has got this spot. Every year, he canes it. So
he's
listening in. Say, g'day, Rowe.
So if you see him at the boat ramp, anyone, just follow him. find out that spot.
I don't know, takes some keeping up with him.
I'll bet.
Cruise craft. Woo! Gets it on. Okay, Maddie Crawford has been into the Derwent River crayfish.
Oh, look at those.
Nice.
They came out of the Derwent. They're crackers.
So he hasn't got any dived for them.
He did indeed. More soft plastics. There's that picture of that special soft plastic Ray Moore's made in the mouth of Atlantic salmon.
Beautiful.
Don't know who the angler was. Underneath the Tasman Bridge, young Logan Oates has been into the salmon, the Aussie salmon.
Good on
look
you, Logan.
Look at him. He's so good cute. Boy. So happy and
proud. And a nice bucket of crayfish there to finish it off, mate.
Big bucket of crayfish. Now, this is the guys that went diving in the top of Bruny and a couple of pots in Nick Parkinson, Matt Wilkinson and Ryan Taylor, but Olivia Parkinson had her first dive chasing crayfish around the top of Bruny, which is
fantastic.
Cool to see.
I see the Gianaris family always out diving together, dad, the son, the daughter. Gee, it's nice to see a family enjoying themselves like that.
And they work that area, sort of Blackmans Bay, down to the top of Bruny.
The old
and that,
boy knows
hard.
Every rock, mate.
Speaking of down that way, a mate of mine's a courier down there, Derek, from Southside. He told me a joke.
No.
Why does Elton John not like Cos Lettuce?
Why?
Because he's a rugged man.
I'm so glad you went there.
Yeah, me too.
My fingers off the dumb John.
Thanks, Boz.
Thank you very much.
See you next weekend.
Boz's Hot Bites for West Hobart Plumbing Centre. Bathroom, kitchen and anything plumbing, they'll save you money.